Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer to Surrender by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before any of them came to be. Psalm 139:16. I was the child who needed her way in every situation. Growing up as an only child for 12 years came with a great advantage. I learned quickly that I was my mother's center of attention. With great ease, I could bat my eyes at the grocery store counter for a beloved piece of candy or release a tear for any situation and guarantee my mother would relent to my request. Having my way turned into a determination that transcended every situation into adulthood. If I couldn't get it, I'd figure out how to get it, no matter how much work, begging, or overanalyzing it took. On one hand, this created a sense of resiliency, but on the other, I quickly found that my urge to control would become a hindrance. In fact, this need to control every scenario was the opposite of what God would want for my life. You see, in that place of needing to control the outcome, my heart was fooled into believing that I didn't need God at all. Yet the more I've walked with the Lord, the more He's taught me the beauty of allowing Him to have the final say and to direct my life. In Psalm 139, the Bible says that He knew the days of my life and recorded them before I breathed my first breath. He knew what was best for me, more than I certainly knew for myself. Yet it took many hard moments, such as being a military spouse and being states away from home and my daughter being diagnosed with epilepsy, to realize that there were so many things I could not control. Instead of relying on my own wit, I needed to truly learn the beauty of trusting in the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6 reminds us of this truth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. I love this verse because we have our end of the bargain and the Lord does the rest. Our role is to trust in the Lord. In doing so, we know that His plans for us are good and to give us a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. From there, we have to make a choice to not allow our earthly understanding to overhaul the knowledge of His infinite wisdom. On our best day, we couldn't make a choice that would supersede God's vast knowledge. And our last course of action is submit my ways to Him. When we do this, my friends, certainly He will make our path straight. He will ensure that we no longer have to carry the burden of being in control or having our way. His way is always the best. Let's pray. Father, I thank You that You know what's best for me. You know all the days You've planned for me. Help me to walk in them and not be like that entitled child insisting on my own way. Help me to fully submit to Your will and allow You to take the lead. I trust You and look forward to walking down the path You have for me. I relinquish control today. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.